I'm Jason Stein, publisher of Automotive News, and this is Daily Drive. It's Tuesday, August 11th. If there's one thing COVID-19 has taught the retail network during this challenging time, it's the opportunity to optimize efficiency. Operations during the pandemic have been critical to a dealer's success. Principal Auto CEO Abigail Campman has personally watched and helped guide the process of refining her stores, managing expenses, and retaining employees while becoming more digital and customer-centric. There are plenty of lessons to learn here. Some are new. All of them are essential. We've reached Abigail Campman in Texas. Well, it's good to talk to you again. Abigail, how are you?
I'm doing great here in Texas. We're very fortunate. The market's been good for us the last couple of months with people getting back into buying cars online.
So I know we talked to you for Automotive News TV back in mid-June. Now, as we sit and talk in early August, I've got to imagine that the situation has changed rapidly for you. Can you describe for our listeners just what you've gone through over the course of the last couple of months?
Well, it was really rough waters when we started in August, not knowing where our brands were going and if we were going to be able to keep all of our staff employed. We kept most of our family intact, and we are just now seeing our sales are stabilizing. Our teams are happier, unfortunately, at their home lives. There's a lot of turmoil, so that comes into the office because they have kids. They don't know where they're going. It's now back to school, and they're trying to juggle what's happening in school. So that there's a lot of more personal issues that are being brought to the work, and that's what worries people, that fear of the unknown that's coming this fall.
And how about the fact that Texas, was really one of the safer zones when the pandemic started, but of course has gone through a lot of turmoil over the course of the last month. Maybe you could describe that for us.
Well, what happened, we did a lot more testing than we hadn't done before. And so our proactive testing basically got people very, very nervous because, as you saw, we spiked across the country with some of the highest cases and percentage highest cases. We've had a few cases ourselves. They've been very localized. We found that we've had, so far, no spread that we can locate within the dealership. I find that usually it's something that somebody was doing at home on their own time, and they or their family member gets COVID. But we've been very fortunate. If we have a case, we've been able to handle it very promptly and clean and make. We've done a fantastic job of adapting to masks. We do temperature checks now of all of our associates. We sanitize. We've done just a great job, and we're very fortunate because we have a lot of large dealerships space-wise, unlike most companies out there who really are having to deal with who can work and who can't work. We can socialize distance everybody, which makes it a safe place to be, and our customers love to come out and have the delivery of their car. And with COVID, as you know, a lot of people want their personal vehicle today. And so that has changed the game on more people wanting homes. The house market has gone up. The car market has gone up in that regard as well. So it's good for sales, but it's good for our people too, because we have, the demand in what we're selling. We're very fortunate, unlike other industries.
Abigail, I'm going to go back to your comments in mid-June when we asked you about sales throughout the crisis. And you said March was tough and April was tough and May was better. But you also said something quite poignant. You said, I won't say we're back to normal at all, and I don't think we're going to see normal for a long time. You obviously still feeling that way.
Yes, I am. New car sales are down, and I think you're aware of those numbers across the industry. New sales are down. And so the customers that are coming in are more, I would say, more determined to get their car and the car that they want. So that is a good sign. They're engaged with our customers, and our staff is helping them in what they need. And we're here just really to serve the customer to make sure we get them exactly what they need and that's going to meet their needs. And a lot of online brands don't really talk to the customer, so we're able to provide that service and help them. And we're doing a lot of home deliveries now. We do we've really just changed our game in the last month. We were going to do events. We were now not doing events. We've just done, really just completely changed our marketing game to be more digital, but also customer centric to what their needs are.
When you say that you've changed your game, you also said that it's opened your eyes to a lot of processes that maybe you didn't need before. Can you explain that?
Yeah. You'll have, let's say you'll do a few things. You'll be used to doing these five things in a process. And now you thought, for example, that you needed to do them all. And now that with COVID, you didn't have the time to do them all because you were short-staffed and you realized it really wasn't a necessary thing. A lot of things we used to think were necessary are no longer necessary. What we thought was essential is no longer essential. And we've just gone back to what's the most important things to customers. So, for example, with our need to reduce expenses, we've eliminated washing our customer cars, which we used to do on demand. That saved us money. It's allowed us to keep more people employed. That work for us, and we've trained people. We've cross-trained people into other positions, so they've learned. I think people learned a lot more in this area and had a lot more demand for their skill set. And we've empowered a lot of our people to make choice, and they've done really a fantastic job. They really stepped up.
Digital retailing, the switch to it, you have said in the past that we're not going to see a mass exodus. We've obviously seen a huge uptick. But what are the challenges or opportunities, I guess, there that maybe we're not realizing?
Well, you have to be completely engaged with digital retailing. And what we have weekly calls on the subject, and we talk about how what we're seeing customers do and how that helps us, even if they don't finish the whole deal online, how we can come in and save them time. So we used to think, you know, we try to, one of our main things in our company is to make sure that we respect our customers' time. So how can we be more convenient to them and whatever they would like? And we try to do it their way. So if they want to spend 4 hours, we'll spend 4 hours. But if they only want to spend 1 hour, spend an hour. So with digital retailing, we've been able to do a lot more in advance so that when they're here, their time is very, very well spent and they're happy and they're not waiting a lot. And so, you know, everybody says we can shop from home. Well, we can shop from home with us as well. And that we're able to provide that service to customers, but we'll also be able to take care of them.
What do you think you've learned throughout the course of the last 5 or 6 months?
I think with this pandemic, I've learned that you'd really need to step back and look at your priorities and how you're going to work with your team and engage your team to what they would like to commit to do with those priorities. And it's been really good because we've been able to take projects that we were working on before and refocus on what's the most important things to where they get done. And then people feel like they won at the end of the month.
In terms of growth plans or expansions, I'm.
Well, we have a lot of good things going on. We have 8 franchises right now. We're looking at probably adding 5 before year end. And so in those roles we've been looking at, we've been developing our people. And now we've taken a lot of our learning. We're doing a lot more video recording and making it more available to our customized recording for our companies to where they're in line with our values and our mission and our purpose statement. And so that has been really good to engage our associates, and then we can train them. And so when we bring on new brands, we're more efficient when we're bringing them on. And we're actually adding to a lot of existing, our plan is to existing locations or places we already have. So we're becoming more efficient with what we have.
Will COVID present an opportunity, do you feel, across the retail network to open up opportunities for more buy sells?
No, I think it definitely has for the right buy sell. I do think it will, because there will be some people that decide that this business isn't for them. There's a lot of stress with COVID that comes on. And a lot of people who are in there, as you know, succession planning comes on, that's when people start thinking about selling. And so that's probably the main thing of where you see a lot of sales that happen.
So there could be some interesting opportunities for you further down the road.
Yes. Yeah, we're looking at a couple of things, and we're excited about it too.
Have you seen changes in pricing in even Blue Sky?
With Blue Sky, there has been some changes in pricing, but I would say not a lot. I think there's a focus for people on getting a lower cap on maybe there are some people that would like to lease land versus buy land. I think you do have a change in how the consumer is purchasing. So you may today obviously not need as large of buildings that we've been building for the last 5 years.
And I'm guessing the nature of buildings, well, we've already talked to folks who've told us that facilities are going to change completely as well, given the situation.
Yes, the brands that some of the things people were talking to, we are changing the way that desks are there and where customers or consumers are interacting to have a more customer-centric way to interact with us and the vehicle.
You joined a Porsche store during the Great Recession when it posted its first loss ever. Now we're riding through this economic downturn, significant economic downturn, and historic. I've got to believe you're drawing on some of those things that you learned from your previous experience.
Yes, and what I'm learning is that you definitely need to talk to your associates and communicate and help them through some tough times. And so we have tried to help people when we can help our associates and make sure that they are stable too. It is really challenging just because of the level of this, so many companies are affected. So we have such a high unemployment now that a lot of my associates, you know, their second income is gone. So they're really dependent on us, and we want to do the most we can to make them feel safe.
We reached Abigail Campman in Texas. And that's Daily Drive for Tuesday, August 11th. For breaking news, go to autonews.com. And for a library of more than 100 stories, go to autonews.com/dailydrive. We'll be back Wednesday.